This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 24th, episode 2189, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, Jamie, all of our producers have quit. They will not do our show anymore, so we're on our own.
Oh, wow. The cat's away, the mice will play. Watch out.
Actually, Jemmy is off on a school field trip with her child, and Jennifer is off on a different kind of field trip, not with her child. So that's what's going on there.
Her four-legged child.
Yes, exactly. So let me just say that Jemmy's not here. I can say this. And you this morning came just extremely tired to the show, to the pre-show, because your son is now off of school.
Last day of school was yesterday. What am I going to do?
I know. Well, I have a new appreciation for what you're going through after having spent some time with JoJo. And I've determined a couple things about kids, and they're about the same age. I mean, JoJo's just one year a little bit more older.
Like half a year, yeah.
Yeah. So he's seven, and he's proud to say that every chance he gets. So I got to tell you, God bless you, all you mothers who are dealing with kids that age, because, boy, is that tiring. It's just, they don't stop. And they go from 0 to 10 in about 1 second.
They wake up at 10. So he had his last day of school yesterday, which I'm sure was like a big sugar fest, right? And then he comes home and we run an errand, and then we have to go to his T-ball game last night. And the T-ball game started at 7:30.
And really? That late?
For 5-year-olds. This is a 5 and under T-ball team. So yeah, it started at 7:30. So we didn't get done till 9. We didn't get home till 9:30. He goes to bed at 8 typically. So then once you've passed that window of sleep, they don't sleep. So I was up so late with him last night. And late for me is like 11:30. I go to bed at like 10. I'm so lame now because this child, it wears you out. And Chad left on a trip 2:30 this morning. So he's gone. So then I wake up, Mom. And what he does is he taps me like this on the forehead.
On the forehead?
Yeah. Mom.
That's not disturbing at all.
It's really creepy. I don't have school today. I know, buddy. You should be sleeping. It was like 6:15. How does a child not get sleep? He's never slept. So anyway,
and
that's
why I was a
little bit.
They don't seem to eat either. JoJo doesn't eat, but yet he goes nonstop.
It's amazing.
I don't get it. Is the non-stop talking thing a thing too with yours?
Oh my God. If you know that Family Guy commercial where they go, Mom, Mom, Mom,
yes.
Mom, like 100, that's real. That, and I don't find that funny at all because it's real.
Well, I have a new appreciation now for what you're going through and what you're going to go through all summer doing this show. So.
And what you're going to go through with me.
That's right.
So good time.
And when she's saying you, she doesn't mean just me. She means all of you, too.
All of you.
Well, coming up on today's show, we have some just fun stuff in the first half hour. We're going to talk a little bit of hurricanes. We have some celebrities in the news. We have Jamie on other podcasts.
I'm a celebrity in the news.
Yeah, that's right. Then we're going to have Piper, who is with the Plaid Horse and host of the Plaidcast, is going to join us live from the Devon Horse Show, which is the oldest and largest outdoor multi-breed horse show in the United States. Been going on for like 1,000 years. So she's going to come on from there. She's shown there many, many a year. And then we have some really bad ads for you. We're going to announce what this month's prize is for really bad ads. All of that coming up on today's show. But first, as always, Daily Winnie time. Thank you. First is to Michelle, our cruise travel agent from MEI Travel. Happy birthday, Michelle, and we'll see you in a couple of months. And then also the owner of Heels Down Happy Hour and Heels Down Mag, Patricia Da Silva. It is her birthday today, too. So happy birthday to Patricia.
Well, my daily Winnie goes to Farmer Chad. Farmer Chad. That's right. When I said we had an errand yesterday after Lucas's school, it was to return the ginormous piece of equipment that he rented because we have about 20 acres and only the first I've got like paddocks and electric fences out to like the first 5 acres. And then the rest of it is going to be hay fields. I'm going to make my own hay. Now, that I'm not going to cut it.
Like, I was going to say, that sounds fun until you do it.
No, there's a farmer that's going to cut it, and then he's going to leave it all. I can make some roll bales and some square bales. And so we plan to make a couple cuts this year. So Chad had to go to this. I was like an hour away and to pick up this piece of equipment that was full of fertilizer and weed killer that's like mix that everybody sprays on their field around here. It was not, did not get the bugs, so I'm still gonna have ticks. plenty of bugs and bees out there. So he like worked on my hay field all day. This is a pilot who then just got in a plane and is like right now flying to like, you know, Maine or something. I don't know where he's going. But anyway, I'm
so
just
he sprayed
so
it. Is that what he did?
Yeah, so he's like got on his, he hooked it up to his tractor and drove down and spread it all around and all this stuff. Anyway, I don't know the all the details, but it was impressive and I am proud. And when he got done, I was like, I hugged him. I'm like, thank you so much. Oh, you smell like a golf course.
Well,
he's like, thank you. That's a compliment.
Oh, he's not going to be so happy in the days you bring those 2,000 bales of hay in and stack him in the barn. He won't be so happy those days.
I know. I haven't told him about that yet.
Yeah, that was my first experience. Jennifer had a 100-acre farm when I met her and her parents, and they made hay off of that. And off 100 acres, you get a lot of hay. So, yeah.
Did you not break up with her when you made her do that?
I'm still wondering that 30 years later, to be honest.
It was close, huh?
Those hay days when they'd bring wagon after wagon after wagon of hay. Ugh.
A lot of these will be round bales, and we have really lovely Bermuda. What this farm that I live on was an actual Bermuda grass. That's what they used it for.
Oh, okay. Then it's probably well done, and the grass is looking healthy too.
It's very healthy. It's well established. And so what we're going to do, I, for the first time ever, used round bales this past year. I had to do it a couple times, and that's awesome. Because the horses just stand out there and eat, but you have to get good round bales. And so I just thought I'll make my own dang round bales because so many people, it's just terrible. Hey, so anyway, we're making our own Bermuda round bales and I'm super excited.
And, you know, he has a tractor with the front end loader and the pointy thing, so you can move him around easy.
We don't have the pointy thing yet, but I'm like, we're getting it.
You need the pointy thing. That's the only way to move him.
We need that.
Yeah, round bales are fun, except for horses like Scooter, who would eat himself to death.
That's true.
And by the way, Bermuda, could you please send that to us? Because you know how much we spend for Bermuda here in Florida? You need to send some down here.
Oh my gosh, is hay ridiculous down there now?
Oh yeah, it's just ridiculous. Every time, I don't even look when she buys hay anymore.
I can't.
It's just too depressing. Well, you know, do you want to go into, we teased this a little bit on Wednesday, but you were on another podcast, sort of.
So I'm going to tell you guys about this podcast. And then if you are, they do give you a warning at the beginning of it. It is not a very PG podcast, but it's called Help, I Sexted My Boss. And it is these two guys. One is the world's leading etiquette expert. And the other is like a radio DJ on BBC Radio 1. This is a European, British podcast. And these two guys, people write questions to them and they answer them. And
this is not anything like My Dad Wrote a Porno. This is completely different than that.
No, it's not the porno one. Not nearly that bad. But they might use some strong language, but in this they don't. And so they usually take questions that people write into to them, and they answer them, they read them and answer them on the
And they appear to be etiquette air. Questions from what I read or listened to this episode.
Yeah, they're etiquette questions. Like, you'll hear, I had a question because I went to a meal with my family here in Oklahoma, and they just confused me. They continue to confound me. But I ask an etiquette question. There are some questions that maybe border the line of inappropriate. Like, one was, I saw my boyfriend wipe, and he wiped back to front, and that can't be right. So how do I gently tell him that that's the wrong way to wipe? It was something like that. Like, he stood up to wipe. I'm like, why are you in the bathroom when your boyfriend's pooping? Like, too much. TMI. Anyway, stuff like that. But it's so funny. The podcast is so funny, and I just love these guys. So
they have
a good
contrast between the serious etiquette guy and then the kind of goofball DJ.
So I just couldn't stand it. Something happened at a meal and I just had to write a question. So they actually read it on the air, and I actually got really embarrassed listening to it, but whatever.
Well, here you go.
All right.
Now thousands more are going to hear it.
Another email. This is from Jamie. It says, Dear William, brackets and Jordan.
What's brackets? I mean, look, I am under no illusions. I am very replaceable in this podcast, but brackets and Jordan. From now on, can we address the letters Dear William and Jordan? Who's it from?
He's pretty sensitive about
Jamie.
That.
Yeah, Jamie. Okay. I see.
I'm writing... Oh, it's the subject is Need Help in America. Well, yes, we're aware of that. I'm writing to you from Oklahoma in the United States.
Yeah! I'm writing to you from Oklahoma in the United States. God bless America.
You're going to burst into a bit of Rodgers and Hammerstein. You won't know what that means, will you?
No, carry on.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes burning.
I was in the play Oklahoma in year 8.
Well, then you should know it.
Is that from the play?
I can still remember. It's a musical.
Yeah. What's his name is in it? Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
In your production.
In my production, Hugh Jackman weren't in it. It was at Carhill 11 to 18 High School in Kirkham. I can still remember my line. Gee,
and
Annie.
Your line?
Yeah.
Singular.
I can still remember.
You're obviously a very crucial role.
I can still remember it now. Wait a minute. Gee, Annie, I'm so hungry I could eat a gatepost.
So funny.
That was my line. And I messed it up. I did.
Did you only have one performance?
Two. We did two nights.
Gosh. Anyway, this Jamie is writing to us from Oklahoma. Don't know where that is, me neither. I just know it's somewhere in the middle. I recently moved here from a large city, and so many rural things are new to me. I'm here because my husband retired from the military, and this is where his whole family is. And they are the source of my question.
Oh, it's Jamie a girl. Oh, no, it could be a boy.
It could be Jamie a boy.
It could be Jamie a boy.
I have many questions about them, but I will keep it to only one in this email. Every time we have a meal at the dinner table, everyone scrambles to sit next to their spouse, like to the point where if I sit down and someone isn't next to their spouse, they just make everyone get up and shift around. What is proper etiquette for a large party dinner? Sit next to the spouse or not? Thank you, and I absolutely love the podcast. P.S. I can't find the D here. I need some D.
That has a very good explanation.
Actually, the etiquette is, for seating plans, you don't sit next to your partner.
Right.
Well, your spouse, if you're married to
them. I knew it!
Well, why is that?
Well, traditionally what would happen in the sort of Jane Austen Regency era, when a couple became engaged, remember there was no cohabiting, there was no going to the cinema, getting to know one another. A man would sort of dance with an eligible young girl, maybe dance again, and that was sort of it. And then they were suddenly engaged. And so hostesses knew this. There was no chance for the couple really to get to know one another properly. And so they would seat them together at dinners once they were engaged, once the bands had been read in church. They would seat them together at dinners so they could have a private conversation, but nothing untoward would happen because it was a public place.
Oh.
Then, presumably, once they got married, they were grateful for the time apart, and then they were seated
separately. Right, okay.
And that etiquette is still with us today. That said, I would say that, you know, modern times, modern problems. You've got couples that have lived together for 15 years, but they're not actually married.
Mm-hmm.
So do you seat them together? Do you seat them apart? I would say treat them as a married couple.
I think you should mix it up a bit. Suggest next time you go round, Jamie, be like, hey guys, why don't we just or like mix it up a bit, and why don't we sit in different spots? And you'll be surprised, because I actually quite like being seated next to randomers, because you can have a good chat. And it's,
yeah, you can always chat to your spouse or your loved one, your mother, your brother, whoever it is. You can chat to them at a later date.
Thank you.
I was thinking about this and thinking about, okay, well, we go to Jennifer's, what happens? And I don't think it's crucial. I don't think I've ever thought about it, to be honest.
Well, this was just at a dinner, and I sat down. It was my Chad's mom's birthday, and everybody sits down, and Chad was gone. So I'm sitting there by myself, and lo and behold, somebody didn't get to sit next to her spouse. They made me get up and move. And I was like, this is inappropriate. You're not supposed to sit next to your spouse. I just knew it. So I wrote a question to them, and my question was answered.
I think it depends, though. If you're going with family, I don't think it matters. But if you're going to dinner with a group of friends, you would sit next to your spouse.
It was but it's always like that. So anyway, that's what I was complaining about, and my answer was correct. By the way,
if we go back to Victorian England and Downton Abbey times.
Well, see, that's where it comes from, though. And he said kind of Jane Austen times. Yeah. That's where I remember it. It was Pride and Prejudice when he was like, Mr. Collins, you can't sit next to your wife. I was like, yes, I remember that part. I know that whole movie. Anyway, I was proven right, and I would like to play it, but I'm just going to tell them I wrote into leading etiquette.
Yeah, don't
expert.
Give them the name. You're going to lose all credibility if you give them the name of the podcast right there.
I will. Yeah. Well, by the way, those two guys sit around and at the beginning, and I think we should implement this, Glenn. At the beginning of the episode, they sit around and they pour drinks, and they drink as they answer the questions. So as they continue through the podcast, they are increasingly drunk.
Well, we have a podcast, like, it's called Heels Down Happy Hour. You'll have to join them some night. It's a little too early for me to So anyway, the list of hurricane names came out that they're going to name hurricanes this year. And I thought it was interesting because three of our hosts from the Horse Radio Network first names are listed there. We have Dr. Wendy Yang. Now, getting to Wendy means there's been a lot of hurricanes, and it's been a bad year because she's last.
These are like, you know, winter storms and summer storms have names too. Are these just hurricane names?
These are going to be hurricane names for 2019. And we've already had the first one. Andrea already started out in the ocean and then fizzled out and became nothing. So
that's just like a girl I knew in high school.
Fizzled out and became nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is Andrea.
So Dr. Wendy, that could be a terrible one if we ever get to Wendy. Tanya Johnson from the Plaidcast. Tanya is on that list. And then also Karen is on the list. And we have Karen Chatton, the endurance episode, and Karen Isberg, of course, who is the owner of Kentucky Performance Products, our title sponsor today. And then I posted this in the auditor room, because if you look at the names, we have a lot of auditors named Aaron, Chantel, Melissa. There is
Olga.
Yeah. There's going to be a popular one. We're going to be having a lot of names that we know this year. But boy, if your name is associated with a really bad hurricane, that kind of ruins the name forever, doesn't it? Like Irma, you know, Irma from that took out the whole state of Florida. Irma's always going to be known as a hurricane from now on, not you with the poor name of Irma.
Nobody's going to name their kid Hugo.
Exactly.
Okay. It's over.
Exactly.
We're done with. That exactly. Name has been retired.
It's Andrew true. Became less popular, too, when it wiped out the whole south of Florida that year. So, I just thought that was interesting that there were so many names that we have a relation to.
So the names just in the order here are Andrea, Barry, Chantal, Dorian, Aaron, Fernand, Gabrielle, Umberto, Imelda, Jerry, Karen, Lorenzo, Melissa, Nestor, Olga, Pablo, Rebecca, Sebastian, Tanya, Van, and Wendy.
It's a very international list this year.
Well, we're a very international country now, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, more than other years that I remember. I don't remember the Spanish names from before.
Well, like, are they going to, on the Weather Channel, be like, Hurricane Humberto, or is it Umberto? Are they going to actually say? Like,
no, they will not going to say it right. Are you kidding? That isn't happening. All right, time for some celebrity news. Celebrities in the news. God, there was 1,000 stories about Mary-Kate Olsen this week because she rode over in the Longines Global Championships Tour in Madrid. She's now 32 years old, by the way. And she's the one of the twins. Well, neither one does. They never smile. You never, ever, ever see them smile, even though they're worth...
She's the one who doesn't smile?
Yeah, neither one of them smiles. They both look still like they haven't eaten anything in 10 years. And they're billionaires. So, they've done quite well as business people, that is for sure. She's now a fashion mogul, as everybody knows, but she has been riding since the age of 6, and now she's to get into the Longines Global Champions Tour, you actually got to be pretty good. So she is pretty good, a pretty good rider, and she apparently decided that she needs to get out and riding more and is now doing part of the tour. She said, riding allows me to practice being accepting, patient, disciplined, compassionate, competitive, and all of those other emotions that are important to have in your everyday life, except smiling. Apparently, that doesn't help.
She did not say that. She said, horses teach you a lot about yourself. Don't disrespect the billionaire. By the way,
yes.
I mean, they deserve it. They were, I always feel bad for child actors, especially one like her, where they were just thrust in front of the camera at birth.
Yeah, and their teenage years, the press was rough on them. Really rough. So
I must say that Lucas was born at the same time as the little boy on Modern Family. And I was like, they should have called me because my baby is way cuter. And then I was like, yeah, I don't want him to be an Olsen. Yeah,
exactly. Well, they've done quite well for themselves post-teenage years.
Example.
That's for sure. although, do you know anybody that's ever worn a piece of their clothing ever in history?
It can't be Mary-Kate and Olsen, Ashley. Like, what? I'm going to look that up while you're doing the
next
story.
Forget what the name of the clothing line is. After the final...
You can't afford it, probably.
Yeah, exactly. After the final Big Bang episode this week, Kaley Cuoco announced that... She's selling her house that she bought back in 2014, her little place. It's now up for sale, and that's in Tarzana, California, because she's going to move to Carl's Ranch. And, of course, Carl's a show jumper, her husband. And they're considering starting a family. Kaylee and Carl talk about having children. They would love to move to a simpler lifestyle and live on a ranch with their horses. Kaylee wants her children to be raised riding horses and having a similar country lifestyle that both her and Carl love. So there you go. Maybe babies, maybe more horse babies coming up. And there's a great story involving horses on the set of the new John Wick movie. Have you ever seen any of the John Wick movies, by the way?
No.
This is number 3, me either. Do you like Keanu Reeves?
No.
You don't?
I mean, I liked him in like, what's that movie where he was like, dude, what's that? Gosh, I was gonna, y'all are
I threw this in because I put a pretty girl in. I was going to put a pretty guy in for you.
I mean, he just never, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like, I loved him in that. But I think some people,
I don't think
like,
he'd consider that one of his finest performances.
I think that's his finest. The fact that he did not get nominated was a crying shame.
But anyway, on the set of John Wick, they have horses. And apparently the wrangler, Tad Griffith, who I think I met because he's a vaulter, I think I actually met him at one of the wags, said he was very kind to the horses at all times. People just get on them and treat them like a prop. That's the history of the industry, but that's not what he did at all. He was always concerned about their welfare and how they were feeling and was always talking to them. He apparently was always talking to them, and he said that's exactly how we do it. So they were quite thrilled with Keanu Reeves on the
set. Okay, now I'm a fan again.
See? I knew I could change your mind. Well, that's it for Celebrity News.
Hold on. I've got some Mary-Kate and Ashley fashion answers. Okay. So Mary-Kate and Ashley, back in 2006. Now, there's a reason you've never wore this, Glenn, because it was sold in Walmart for girls age 4 to 14. And now they have something called The Row, and they've got spring collections and handbags and footwear and eyewear, and the stores that these things are being sold in it's called The Row, and it's like on, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue, things like that.
How much clothing do you have to sell to become a billionaire, though? A lot.
I mean, if you have a piece of clothing that's being, if you have something sold in Costco or Walmart, you've made it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, if you think about it. We went in the wrong business. Here we are, trying to entertain people about horses.
We have learned that over and over again.
Yeah, but apparently we haven't because we're still here.
I can't design clothes. Can you?
No, I can't design clothes either. Yeah. All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to come back with Piper from the Plaidcast coming to us live from the Devon Horse Show and Country Fair in Pennsylvania. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Electrolytes. Who needs them? Your horse, that's who. Electrolytes perform critical functions within your horse's body. They help regulate nerve and muscle functions by carrying electrical impulses between cells. In addition, electrolytes assist the body in maintaining a healthy fluid balance by controlling your horse's desire to drink. When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Top riders and veterinarians turn to Summer Games Electrolyte to keep their horse healthy in hot weather, and you can too. Summer Games replenishes the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when your horse sweats, and it stimulates the thirst response so your horse continues to drink and stay properly hydrated. So when the going gets hot, trust Summer Games Electrolyte from Kentucky Performance Products to protect your horse.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Well, now we're going to talk a little bit about the oldest and largest outdoor multi-breed horse show in the United States. It's been around since the 1800s. I went a couple times when we lived in Pennsylvania. It's called the Devon Horse Show and Country Fair. And we have host of the Plaidcast on with us and also a jumper rider herself. We have Piper on. Hi, Piper.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Piper.
So how are things in Pennsylvania?
Hi. They are great. We have an old saying about junior weekend at Devon that there are three things guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and rain on junior weekend at Devon.
So it's raining?
So the weather's been surprisingly good this year. It's either broiling hot or freezing cold. And today is just kind of perfect. It's sunny and there's a light breeze, and it sprinkled a little bit a few times yesterday, but looks like the weather is holding out so far, at least. So it's very exciting.
The Devon Horse Show is a little bit different because it always has a complete fair going on with it, with Ferris wheels and all kinds of rides and everything like that. Do they still have that?
Yep, absolutely. Some of my friends were riding yesterday, their horses, and they turned the Ferris wheel on, which the Ferris wheel is next to the schooling ring. So they turned the Ferris wheel on with all the lights and the noise while the horses are schooling in the schooling ring. It's also really spooky, too, because... first of all, everyone who gets here who's never been here is like, oh my gosh, it's so small, because it has this larger than life presence online and stuff. But the showgrounds is pretty tiny, and there are so many people and so many things packed into it that, like, it's just everything's crowded. You can barely move anywhere. And then they have all breeds and all disciplines. And so you have the saddlebreds warming up with the driving horses, warming up with the hunters. It's pretty exciting.
And oh my God, that's exciting.
And it is small. It is. Yeah. I was surprised at that the first time I went too. And I don't know if there's another fair that has the feel that this, I don't think there is another horse show that's feel this one does in the world. It's unique.
No. And for the Grand Prix, especially, I mean, it is packed around the rail. I think it is one of the coolest horse shows for spectators because you can come right to the rail. I mean, those horses jump the Grand Prix jumps, you know, literally inches from you if you're standing on the rail, which is quite a spooky environment for the hunters because they're not used to the rail being packed right next to the jump they're jumping. But it's electric atmosphere. Everyone wants to win here. So it's very competitive, and you can kind of feel it. And I think Upperville might actually be an older horse show. Devon's 1896, and I think Upperville's from before that even. But it's, you can feel the history and the I stay with a friend here, and her kids are fourth generation to show at Devon. And,
wow,
you know, it's, everyone has stories.
Well, and I think
throughout
one of
the year, it's one of those things that if you come once, you just have that story the rest of your life. That time I did Devon.
Well, and I think the other thing that's different about Devon is you actually get spectators that are not horse people. They're actually our general audience spectators, so they get to see a little bit of everything too. It, you know, if they don't like jumping, there's carriages, and you know, there's just everything.
Yep, it's really treating us, you know, like a sport and like entertainment, and we always bring the horses out in the crowd and let people pet them, and people who have never seen a horse up close in their life, and I think that's a really big part of sport engagement and getting people excited. And a lot of people are there for the fair and then see the horses and think it's kind of cool. And maybe their kids start riding lessons. And I think, you know, gearing up for Devon Lead Line, which is quite its own toddlers and tiaras show in itself. But I think it seriously gets a lot of parents getting their kids in the saddle and starting to ride and, you know, finding the kids that love horses from there that continue with it.
You're ambassadors for the future generations. That's what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
Now, is it a covered arena or is it out in the open?
There are two open arenas. There's the Dixon Oval, which long time ago was called the Wanamaker Oval. And that's where they do the big things. They do the, like, the International Hunter Derby, the Grand Prix, you know, the amateur owners, the junior hunters. And then they have the ring on the side, which is called the Wheeler Ring now, that used to be called the Gold Ring. And that's where they have the pony hunters. They have like the 3-3 AOs and then kind of some of the smaller classes. They have the pony hunter breeding there. And then they do a class one night called the eventing showcase, where they actually just take down the fence in between the two rings and they gallop between them and put eventing jumps in, and the eventing riders come and bomb around.
Oh, fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Between the two rings, yeah.
Yep. Now, if it's raining, do they pause or do you keep going unless there's lightning? How does that work? What happens in the weather?
They keep going unless there's lightning. And there are some really competitive, just pouring down classes here. And you see people the last few weeks. So the two big shows, the couple weeks before, is Old Salem in New York. And then the Kentucky Horse Park has 2 weeks also. And so a lot of people come here from Kentucky. A lot of people come here from Old Salem. Both of those are, you know, New York in May and Kentucky in May. I mean, they're rainy horse shows, and you see those trainers making sure that everyone gets out and shows anyways in the rain so that they are well practiced to be poured on and still perform at Devon.
So I have a question for you. I have a couple of questions. One is, Jennifer said you have a story, or can we tell that on the air? Is it safe to tell on the air?
We can tell an abbreviated version on the air, but they do the pony hunter breeding at Devon, and I breed ponies here and there. I own a lot of young ponies, as people know. I like to be really involved, and so whenever I can, I will show one on the line myself at Devon. And you know, I'm an amateur, and you know, like I'm sure they could do better. I mean, I know they could do better if I hired a professional to do it, but I kind of, you know, it's like, it's a way to be involved with them, and I enjoy it. And so I always kind of have one that I try to show most years. And so I had one that I showed as a colt his yearling year, and he was a doll and he was really easy to handle. And, you know, and I got a little bit of hubris, and his 2-year-old year, I showed him earlier in the spring and he was best young pony. And again, he was, you know, a little more pony, but still pretty easy to handle. And so I didn't really think anything of it. Well, his 2-year-old year, he discovered that he was a stallion in the ring, in the show ring.
Oh, no.
At Devon on the live stream.
Oh.
For the first time in his life, he realized in the ring full of other geldings that he was a stallion. And he jumped up on me.
Oh.
And I literally had a hoofprint bruise on my shoulder. He like actually mounted me in the show ring.
Oh my God.
And like people were watching at home in the live streams. And when I got out of the ring finally and got like to my phone, there were like texts like, I'm watching you beat your pony's penis with your crop on the live stream. Because he wouldn't get off of me. He wouldn't stop climbing on me. He had a moment and suddenly realized he was a stallion, and I wasn't really equipped to prepare it. I mean, it was a total amateur moment. I got in over my head, and you know, it, ended up being fine. Everyone else in the ring, you know, avoided us and was really supportive. And everyone who's had a baby and a young stallion, everyone's been there, you know.
But your friends haven't let you live it down since.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I still come here and everyone's like, remember that time?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was mounted on live stream by a stallion. Now,
in his defense, though, Piper is good looking. So, I mean, there's that. So,
gross. Yeah.
I was wearing a dress is the other kind of like worst part. So I'm standing there in this dress with this floaty, like just climbing on my shoulders.
So
and
has
just like helpless, just like wearing a dress.
The question is, when did he go in for brain surgery, or is he still intact?
He is not intact. yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to geld him over that moment because I really view that as much more my fault than his fault. But we decided to geld him anyway. So he is gelded. He's 12 too. He's showing with the little kids. He's been perfectly behaved ever since. It was one of those fluke moments. You know, he was perfectly behaved at the horse show before, perfectly behaved at the horse show after, and just had a moment. And that's why, you know, you should always respect stallions and not have hubris about them, because they can have a moment at any time, even when you're standing in the wheeler ring with a dress on.
I know jumpers can be a little crude at times, so I'm not even going to ask what your nicknames were after that. And the other good thing about the Switchgears, totally, Devin has good food, if I remember right. Actually, it's a horse show with good food.
Oh my gosh, there's so much food. So there's all the regular fair food, you know, burgers, funnel cakes, like all that stuff. They have traditional Devon food. They have Devon fudge. They have these things called lemon sticks. So they stick a candy sugar stick in a lemon, and you suck the lemon juice up out of the lemon through the sweet sugar stick.
Oh my
God. Sounds a little weird, but it's delicious. Yeah, they have tea sandwiches, which have all the crust cut off. They have like egg salad and cucumber, and
it's like an afternoon formal tea, like it used to be back in the 1800s, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And you can get a tea there, and for sure. So all that stuff. There's tons of candy. There's tons of everything. I mean, you can eat your way through Devon, and you know it'll take about 10 days. You know, the duration of the horse show. And
Glenn's like, challenge accepted.
Yeah. Why don't we go to do live at this one?
Challenge accepted. French fries are really good. So it's kind of all the pieces. And then the other thing that they have, not actually at Devon, but on Tuesday night every year during the horse show, is when they do the inductions into the National Show Hunter Hall of Fame. And I also thought of this because I only brought one dress that year. And so I had to, when I went to the National Show Hunter Hall of Fame, I had to wear the same dress. That year from
don't mind the dirt.
I was literally like sponging it off, sponging the hoof marks off of it that year. And so that'll be on Tuesday. That's on Tuesday night. And this year they're inducting a couple of people, Carlton Brooks, Bill Ellis, Marianne Taylor, and the horses are importing our classic importer and Watership Down. And then they do a couple horse show awards and stuff. So that's a really fun night too, to kind of really celebrate the history of the sport. And, you know, when the horses are inducted, and the people too, I mean, they just tell really candid stories. I think a lot of times we're like, oh, this horse might be for sale later, so we probably shouldn't tell this funny story. Like I just told about my stallion, you know, like, cause you know, 3 years from now, someone's going to be like, well, when he was a 2-year-old, you know, and, but you know, when the horses are retiring and the horsemen are getting these, you know, lifetime achievement awards, then that's when they're really candid and they tell the really good stories. And I really appreciate that, because I think we do see kind of the watered down version of our sport sometimes.
I got to tell you, I was on Roku the other day and shocked the hell out of me when I said, I never looked at all the networks that are available on Roku, all the 1,000 networks. And I'm flipping through there.
Yep.
And all of a sudden I come across the Plaid Horse Network. You actually have a video network that's on Roku.
Yep, we are on Roku, Apple TV. We have an app for iPhone and Android. And we also have the URL. We just want people to watch horse content. We want to engage the community. We want it to be easy. And wherever you want to watch things, we want to be there for you.
What kind of stuff will they find
on
everything? Yeah, what will they find on your network?
Absolutely everything. We have our podcast, the podcasts are on there with some graphics. We have live streams. So we're live streaming from Split Rock this week. Some of the horse shows we're doing this summer are Menlo Charity Horse Show, Franktown Meadows. We have a whole bunch of horse shows lined up. We're doing the entire Split Rock tour. So we'll be from New Mexico, from Sonoma Horse Park. But it's all breeds and all disciplines, just trying to bring everybody together a little bit, just like you guys do on Horse Radio Network. You know, we're all so siloed in our different communities. And so there's how-to videos, there's learning videos, you know, how to tie a sock tie, how to wrap a polo wrap, you know, everything like that, from documentaries to scripted television to live streams. It's just all horse all the time. And we really encourage, you know, the inventors and the people who are kind of siloed off like we are in the hunter jumper community to kind of come together and learn from each other and make grow the fan base, grow the audience, and make this the best sport we can.
Piper Clem, media mogul, man.
I know she is. The world. She is. So you can find her show. It's called The Plaidcast on the Horse Radio Network. Also, Plaidcast Junior is another one of those shows geared toward juniors. Thank you, Piper, for joining us, and have fun the rest of the weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Have a funnel cake for me, because I really haven't had one in a while. And now you made me hungry for a funnel cake.
I will. I for sure will.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. So she sounded like she was having fun over there.
That's the energy of Devon, I guess. It sounds like it's an electric place. Have you been there? No.
It isn't the most interesting horse show you're ever going to see, because she's absolutely right. You walk in and you think it's going to be huge, and it's not. It's very compact, and I think some of the buildings were built in 1896 and are still there. And the grandstands are just old-fashioned. It's just like an old-fashioned fair. And then you have all the rides. I mean, they're all there, too. It's just, and you'll see horses going in between the rides, and it's just unique. It's very
unique. I can't
imagine
a bunch of event horses warm up next to a Ferris wheel
at night, too, with all the lights on and stuff. And oh, and then you have all the carriages. They have a million carriage classes, so they're all flying around at the same time you're trying to get your horse to do something. So yeah, it's interesting. All right, let's hear from Ovation, and then we'll get to really bad ads.
All right, well, it's that time, Glenn. It's something that nobody wants to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it. It's called SBS, summer butt sweat. I choked myself laughing on that.
Anything about that in Florida.
Summer butt sweat. It makes us dread pulling on those thick, skin-tight breeches. And only horse people would be the ones to pull on partial leather pants when it's a billion degrees in the shade. And then taking them off, it like... Oh my gosh.
I know, and you peel them.
You peel them off. Unfortunately, being outside in the heat and humidity is unavoidable in our sport. And to add to the general hotness, there's also hosing, sponging, and more hosing. I've just always accepted the fact that feeling wet, sweaty, and gross for a few months is a way of life. But this year, the always amazing innovators at Ovation have put new textile technologies to work to help us with the SBS issue. The line of Aqua X breeches finally addresses those heat-related issues with some amazing features. Ice silk. How good does that sound? Ice silk. Inner skin that literally reduces body temperature. The Channel Flex, which is woven technology. They're two-way stretch channels that circulate the moisture away. The Repel Tech is the outside fabric that makes them resistant to dirt, hair, and abrasion. Fresh Lock technology makes them odor resistant and antimicrobial. Good Lord, this is science,
all
people.
In one pair of breeches.
And the Ulta UV maximum UPF 50 plus protection. Thank God, because my legs really get tan in the summer. They protect against 98% of the UVA, which is the bad rays. Even in the hottest weather, Aqua X breeches are truly and always amazing. For more, find out more at ovationriding.com. I'm going to go there right now.
Ovationriding.com. Aqua X breeches. It's hard to believe they can get that many technologies into one fabric.
They should have changed the name and just really, if they wanted to sell to horse people, they need to call them Aquaman breeches. Because, I mean, come on. I'd buy some Aquaman breeches.
You think that'd work?
Have you seen Aquaman? It would work.
Program. Yeah, we did see it last week for the first time. Programming note, Monday we will be off. It's Memorial Day. So happy Memorial Day, everybody. We hope you all enjoy your long weekend. I know most of you will have off as well. So get some riding in and do some fun things. And then we'll be back here on Tuesday with Tara and the Western Show. Tara's trying out a new co-host on Tuesday, too, so that should be interesting. I got fired, because apparently I don't know a darn thing about Western. So we're trying...
You're best as producer on those situations.
Yes, I am. I just am. Like doing your show, Retired Racehorse, I enjoy producing that show. It's fun.
Yeah, you don't say a word.
It's great.
It too.
It's easy for me.
It's girls.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but... Hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners submit ads, usually from Facebook or Craigslist, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And I have an announcement. I have collected enough stuff for another box of crap. So I know that the most coveted prize on Really Bad Ads is a box of crap. I know it's on a lot of your bucket lists. So I have...
Good Lord, get some goals.
I know. People are into my boxes of crap. And that what this is it's just all the crap in my closet that I just don't know what to do with. So I'm going to give it to you. So it could be good crap. It could be bad crap. It's just generally crap out of my closet. So box of crap for this month. We'll run it all the way...
It's pretty cool crap, though.
Yeah, we'll run it all the way through June, because I'm telling you why I'm going to want to run it through June, is we're going to WESA in the middle of June to the Western English Sales Association trade show. So we'll get more good crap at that, and we'll put it in the box. So we're counting on getting more as well.
Now, I want to remind everybody that when you first started doing a box of crap from my closet, what really stuck in my mind was I had a cat, Frank the Cat, and Frank the Cat's litter box was in my closet. And so he'd always say, I'm giving you crap from my closet. I'm like, I always thought of giving you, like, could you imagine if I sent people crap from my closet? Like,
all right, well, then the loser's going to get a box of crap from Jamie's closet. That's good.
I don't have a cat anymore.
You remember people were a little worried too about what it'd be, and then they started posting pictures because there were some really good stuff in there.
This is not like Glenn's old socks.
No,
this is like actual horse stuff.
It's stuff we're given to use as prizes and stuff like that, and they just pile up, or books and things like that, and I need to get rid of it every once in a while. So, all right. Well, and you get two entries for the drawing at the end of every month if you record your own. And we have four people today, or three people that recorded their own. So let's start with Doris, who did her own.
This is for Really Bad Ads. It's on Craigslist, and I'm in Phoenix. Racehorse, $15,000, Arizona. I have here a fine racehorse gentleman. I have seen it run from left to right. Front and back, it's my uncle's horse, but I'm the one putting it up for sale. Let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
I have questions.
Do you think the uncle knows?
That was my first question. I'm selling it for my uncle. He doesn't know. $15,000 for, let me tell you something right now. I've been to the track in Arizona. I lived there for a long time. There is no racehorse worth $15,000.
Do they run from left to right in Arizona, or do they go backwards?
I don't know.
It just seems funny that they put that in the ad.
What's the difference between a racehorse in Arizona versus a racehorse in California?
Don't know.
About 10 links. Oh, got them from my farrier. You're stealing from me. You're stealing twice, people. Amy sent the next one in, and I love screenshots because I love getting people screenshot an ad that's on Facebook, and we get to see what time it is and how much battery life they have left. And I like to highlight she's doing pretty good. She has 65% battery life left. Go ahead.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, yeah.
I mean, that's good. She must be charging.
All right, this one. I have this one. Loretta sent this one in. Okay.
No. Amy sent this one in.
Oh, yes. Amy sent this one in. Loretta posted it. And I can't spell thoroughbred. It's the reason I didn't want to call your show anything that had thoroughbred in it, because I have to look it up every damn time.
I feel like you should rise above people like this.
Well, I've never spelled it this way. So the title is one word, thoroughbred, and it's spelled T-H-O-R-U-B-R-E-D.
Thor.
Thoroughbred.
U-bred. Thor. U-bred.
$4,000. Look, it's a cheaper one than the first one. I'm not, and this is Cadillac, Michigan. I'm not only looking for two horses, space, comma, I have a I have a nice 16 apostrophe 1 thoroughbred gelding for sale. Been shown in jumps. When I get pictured, I will post. Nice horse for $4,000. Okay, first thing. Don't post until you get pictured. Get pictured first and then post.
Are they trying to sell things?
I know.
Boy, you know what? I am just going to sit on Facebook because I cannot wait until Loretta posts some pictures of this nice horse.
Do you know the announcement went out this week that they're really enforcing the whole not posting horses thing, and they're actually taking groups down now. They're removing groups. So I think our Facebook ads are going to go away, and we'll be back to Craigslist pretty soon.
That probably was... You know who lodges complaints about Facebook ads? Craigslist.
Exactly. The Dream Horse.
Craigslist and Dream Horse, like, you gotta take those down. You can't just...
Well, you know, that could be true because Dream Horse just came out with a new app to sell horses.
Ooh, yeah. And everybody loves Dream Horse. I'm sorry. I bought and sold on that. Okay. Caitlin sent in the next one. It's called Crappy Appy with riding video. Well, you're really selling it now. This was sent in, by Caitlin and Jen. Crappy Appy with riding video. Price $800. Approximately 10-year-old grade gelding. Barefoot and 14-1. Green broke, rides great, and then spooks at stuff. Pretends he has never seen things he just saw yesterday. Needs more yesterdays to remember by tomorrow.
I never heard him read that sentence again. That's a terrific sentence.
He needs more yesterdays to remember by tomorrow.
That's a great sentence.
Well, they go on. That's the bad. In his defense, quote, he's an Appaloosa, so what can you expect? And in parentheses, it's humor, you easily offended twit. In parentheses. Catches, leads, loads, tacks, stands for mounting, and rides. He needs more miles, doesn't buck, bite, or kick, just randomly flinches at things, and hasn't figured out that loping to the left that well. Needs work in most areas, but has a decent headset, rein, jog, and stop. Best trait, he stands still for mounting. Worst trait, he stands still when he's had enough.
I love this person.
Horse has a slight scar on his eye that was ultrasounded by a vet. Believed to be from an injury, he does have vision in that eye. I would say that's why he's speaking, but whatever. As much as an excuse as he'd like to have, his pony games are between his ears, not his eyes. Best suited for a person wanting a project that will be worth more when finished. Not for the weekend rider. With that said, he appears safe on the ground. So he would be best suited as a pasture pet. So he would also be suited as a pasture pet, companion animal, or spotted rug.
That's awful.
This horse is located in Dewey, Arizona, an hour north of Phoenix, and can be delivered anywhere for a fee. Call Matthew to buy this horse. Please don't make him a spotted rug.
Oh, by the way, every appy we ever had spooked at nothing. So I can totally relate to that ad. And by the way, it's humor, people. It's humor.
You easily offended twit.
Twit. Obviously, he's heard it before. This is Lisa. And she is from New Zealand. This is our Lisa from New Zealand. She sent in two ads. So I love her accent.
Did she get four entries?
Lisa from New Zealand?
Yes.
You're not sending a box.
I will post this.
Hey guys, it's Lisa from New Zealand, and I have got a really bad ad for you. It's quite long, so bear with me. Here we go. Horse, $3,500. Good walk, great stamina, goal week, 14.3. The end. So, if there's anything else you need to know, I guess you give them a call. Thanks.
I could listen to her all day. Here's another one.
Hi, guys. It's me again, Lisa from New Zealand. Seeing as that last ad was pretty short, I thought I'd give you another one. So, here we go. $600 one-year offer. Presenting quarter of a horse. Let's just begin with the benefits of a small pony. Quarter of the feed bill, quarter of the grooming, quarter of the clothes price, plus he comes with a full wardrobe, quarter of the poo, quarter of the space required, he'll fit in your car. Maybe the best feature yet, though, quarter the chance your husband will notice him. Now, if you happen to need more details, fudge is three, very well behaved, easy to do anything with, happy to clip, wash, show, prep, spray, makeup, etc. Brush, fair, worming, travels well. Just had a show clip. Due to overcommitted giving up and sadly have to move this boy on. $600. Now, so that's a total bargain, despite it being only quarter of a horse. But if you need a pony and you need your husband not to know, it's the best kind. Anyway, that's my ad. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Please put, you got to have just... I want to hear on my ringtone is, he'll fit in your car.
I want her to co-host someday. That'd be fun. All right. Christina sent the following one in. This is our trailer of the week. It's a 1982 model, two-horse bumper pull. Project. Yeah, this is a project. It's $500. Oh, my God. It says, project, two-horse bumper pull, needs body work and lights. Decent tires, good floor with rubber mats. No title, of course. $500 and firm. this is
where,
one of
where do we start?
I don't know. It's one of our normal two-horse front load or two-horse rear load trailers. But this one, I'm thinking the frame underneath is cracked because look at the dangle of the door on the side.
It's bad. Like the whole trailer broken.
It's broken. That's exactly why the door is pointing down. It's totally become totally rusted and completely disconnected from the rest of the body. Do not put a horse in this. Do not haul it down the road because the hitch will fall off.
I need a tetanus shot looking at this. Yeah,
this is a bad one.
I would also like to point out, can you take a picture when it's not pouring rain?
Oh, it is pouring rain.
It is pouring rain.
The rain's bouncing off the roof.
Yeah, you see the little splatters coming off the roof. It's like, yeah, maybe they thought, let's take a picture of it in the rain. It'll soften it a little bit.
Do you think they intentionally put the extra pile of tires in front of the wheels so we couldn't see them?
Did you get to keep that?
The tires, the extra tires might be worth more than the trailer, actually. Yeah, well, there's a good one.
That's a good one. The next one comes to us from Jenny. Jenny sent this one in, and this is... from a searching for horses in Indiana, which probably is not going to be a page much longer. Around 12 years old, he will buck under saddle. I have had good horses I can't find time for. Not going to waste it on a knothead. $250. Located in Macy, Indiana, and sale pending. That's because he's $250.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he will buck under saddle. For me, anyway.
He'll buck you off.
Angel sent this one in. This one is, I don't know where it's out of. Doesn't really say. But it is also out of Facebook, and this person has 55% of their battery left at 10 o'clock at night. What phone do they have? Free grass. That's right, free. This is 100% organic, Oregon-grown grass, and it can be all yours for free. You must mow and collect the grass. Also, bring your own mower. I don't want you breaking mine. Sorry I can't help. I don't feel like getting stung by the yellow jackets that have nested all over my lawn. if this ad is still up, my yard looks like it, and the grass is still available. Serious inquiries only.
Who is going to come and mow your grass for free?
You know, we had that happen, actually. My landlord was mowing his backyard, and the Yellow Jackets had built a nest, and he got stung 20 times.
Oh, my God.
He went over it, and they didn't know, because they go into the ground, and they actually had the bug people come out and take care of it, and they said the nest was huge. But apparently you don't notice it, I guess.
So I had a place in Georgia where all I had was a field and I had four horses. And so I had to tie the horses up to the fence and for their buckets for their grain. And I tie them all up and I noticed Maximus in front of me is black and he's just going crazy. And then I noticed the next one go crazy. And then the third one down the row is going crazy. And the fourth one was just standing there totally fine. And the black horse, oh my God, he is covered in Yellow Jackets. And then the second horse, and they're all tied to the fence post, and they're just going crazy. And so I have to reach up and unclip Maximus because he's going to tear the fence down or break his neck. So I reach up, and then my arm is covered in Yellow Jackets. Oh. Apparently where he was where the hole was in the ground. And I'd fed them there a million times. I don't know why all of a sudden they just decided to nest there. And so I had to run and unclip each one. I was like some superhero, brave. I'm covered in bees and I'm unclipping horses. And then we just ran in the field. And then my arm swelled up. I had like 25 bee stings. And I just drive myself
really
to the hospital.
Hurt. They really hurt.
I had a stick shift truck and my arm looked like gargantuan as I'm trying to like drive myself to the hospital. Yeah. It's really fun. I am not coming near your crappy growing grass in Oregon. I don't care how organic it is. And plus, if I mow it, I got to leave it there for like a week to dry anyway, because I can't feed my horses fresh cut grass.
Yeah, this is
just
a guy.
Remember, people.
You know, there are professionals that can handle this problem. Just saying. All right.
You had to pay somebody, okay?
Oh, our favorite, Lorene, is next.
Oh, yes.
Maybe.
Hi, this is Lorene Barden.
Hi, Lorene.
And I'm going to read a really bad ad. And the ad is titled, Nice Paint Gilding Trail Horse.
Ooh, gilding.
$2,000. Poland, Indianapolis. And this paragraph has no punctuation. Have a nice 16-year-old grade paint gilding trail horse. He rides out good in a group stand, very good to get shod. Just got done last week, has fronts only. We keep him out with our mares and other gildings. He does great. We sold the horse to a friend last year, and he gave us the opportunity to buy him back. So we would like to sell Ace to get one back he had in the past, or we would keep him. He gets rode a lot by my wife and boys. He is really safe. Have some pics of him, but we'll take more and some videos if needed. That's it. That's the end. Have a great day. Bye.
Finally. Bye.
Thank you, Lorene. Appreciate it.
I love her.
All right, two more.
What?
Two more.
Two more. Okay, Chelsea sent this one in. Quiet horse! It was in all caps. I had to yell it. This is in all caps too. Not suitable for beginners. There's a lot of repeated letters and beginners. Jewel is a 12 yarrow, 15.7 hands. How is that possible?
Do you think
in what mathematical
they just don't know? So he's 16.3.
I don't get a 15.7. Like, there's no okay. She's quiet. Oh, this is in Houston. All hail. Not suitable for beginners. Jewel is a 12-yard row, 15.7 hands. She quiet and ain't much trouble. It actually says ain't in it, you know. It's Houston. That's like normal talk, right? Only rides Western. Rideable WT, but canter needs work. She'll crow hop into gates, so beware. Never bitten before, but can be barn slash herd sour. Do not ride on trails. I do not offer test rides. You pick up. Maybe open to trades for well-trained thoroughbred or quarter horse.
Of course.
Sure you're. Of course.
And you're not even allowed to test ride it. So there you go.
Can I repeat that the price is $5,000?
And I'm not allowed to test ride it. I'm not allowed to look at it. I'm not allowed to do anything with it.
And she will buck you off into a gate. Only into gates.
Only
though,
into gates,
defenses.
Yeah. Because they don't hurt at all.
Oh, my God. Does anybody call Chelsea? I need the phone number of that person I want to call.
All right, Kelly sent in the final one, and we also want to thank Rachel, Kayla, and Katie for sending ads in. This is Horse Mare.
I love a good Horse Mare.
A Horse Mare. this has a lot of punctuation. I have a 14-1 HH grade quarter horse mare, period, no space. She will be 5 this year, period. She is a sweetheart, period. She leads, comma, ties, period. Loads, period. Good for the vet and farrier, period. Green broke, period.
No spaces, by the
no,
way.
No, there's no this. Spaces in it. A lot of punctuation, though. Just needs miles, period. But with an experienced person, they would be great together, period. Not for beginners at this time, period. But with a little more work, she will be, period. Was trail rode in groups and alone by the person I bought her from, period. I do not have enough pasture space for 2 full-size horses, period. The price is firm because I already dropped it from what I paid for her because she needs her this year shots.
Oh, my God.
A lot of periods. You know, we should get this person together with some of the ones that do no punctuation and we'd be perfect.
Yeah, that'd be the perfect marriage.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for sending in your ads. We really appreciate it. If you have any that you come across really good, again, we'd love the screenshot because I want to know. You know what? I feel like we should give an extra prize to the person with the lowest battery life per month on their screenshot.
They have 1% left. They take the screenshot.
If you get 1% left and you're still sending in an ad, I think that needs to be rewarded.
You know, my phone is almost 2.5 years old. My battery's still hanging in there. I'm shocked. I'm shocked because usually iPhones tend to die quick.
I can't even see my screen hardly anymore.
Yeah, you really do need it. Are you up for a new phone yet?
I'm sure I am. There is no way that this is still on my contract.
Her phone is pretty bad. We saw it at Land Rover.
It's like an iPhone 5. And I dropped it in Wyoming and did some more damage. Oh, by the way, Jenny had 83%. That's pretty high. We, you know, highest and lowest awards for battery life on screenshots.
All right. We'll be back on Tuesday, everybody. Enjoy your holiday weekend if you're in the United States.
Bay, neuter, and geld.